down's a critical situation, just like really every down. But you know, when you can extend the chains and extend the downs and move to another series, obviously, I think that at that point in that situation, you know, we have certain routes for certain players, and obviously Andre has been very productive in his career. So if he's open, then that's who we're going to, you know, deliver the ball. Right, I think that that's part of really each series. You know, we want to eliminate penalties on early downs. We want to stay on track and what we say stay on schedule, so that it's third and manageable, and not a third and, you know, forever where you're looking at a fourth down situation.
Have you ever been part of play calling, running 17 plays in a row, running the ball 17 plays in a row?
Well, I think that's why we practice every day. You know, we put them in those situations. So I think that, you know, whatever the situation is, we're going to go out there and try to execute it. Well, I mean, that's a guy with good length, he has a great base of really traits as a pass rusher. He's long, he's powerful, and when he gets started, it's hard to stop him. So I think that, you know, a guy like that, we got, you know, he's going to play throughout the front too. He doesn't just play on the offensive left, and you know, it's definitely one of the keys to the game is make sure that he doesn't wreck it. Well, I think last game when you can come out of the game with no sacks, I think it's obviously a good thing because you're not getting negative plays in passing situations. But each team and each week presents new challenges, and the Giants will face new challenges with the Giants. So, you know, nothing from last week will carry over from this week, and everything's brand new really to those guys. I think it just depends on the play call, really. There's times where he has the ability to make changes at the line of scrimmage, and then other times it's really, you know, us blocking the play, really how we've designed it and drawn up. So it's really by play and really by each situation more than anything. I think if you look at really the first half is a little bit different than the second half. So however way you want to phrase us leaning on really the running or the passing end of each series, I think that, you know, each series and each situation is different. First and 10 is different than second and 5. And if we're on track running the football, then obviously that's something that I think we got to stay with. But, you know, mixing the pass within that too is part of how our offense ticks. Yeah, I mean, 100% ball security is really what we're at every game. I mean, that's one of our goals, and I think it's just being smart with the football. If you're asked to throw the ball and nobody's open, or we don't have a real clean look, and maybe there's some protectional issues, then get rid of the ball and let's just play another down. I mean, we rep a lot of plays in practice, and those are type of the things that we go through out there. Yeah, I mean, I wish those words NFL and simple would really go together, but it's not simple. I mean, it's hard. Each play, each down, each series is hard in this league. And when we can rely on their talents, our players, and really put their strengths in that situation, I think it increases our chance of being successful.